Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
And welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. We'd love to hear your comments, your questions. We have had an awesome 8 day so far. We finish up this first intensive tomorrow, and then we start another one tomorrow. So it's really exciting here in Palm Coast. And today is our Memorial Day celebration, 320. We're almost a year on celebrating this Memorial Day. Michael, welcome to the show. Can't hear you, Mike. Something really weird is going on with the switchboard here. Michael, I'm not sure if you're on. You might want to hang up and call back in. I was sitting here talking, and it just kicked me off. So I'm not sure if any of what I just said was heard, so I'm going to start over. We welcome you to the show. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. And call in, press 1. That puts you in queue to talk to Michael. We'd love to hear your comments and your questions. And today is Memorial Day celebration 320, and we're looking to what we're doing is celebrating, we're honoring those who have served, but we're looking to put an end to war on planet, and we do that by going inside in each one of us, getting rid of our own wars, and that means removing all of our own hostilities and fears. And so we invite each person to look at today, just today, what's in your face today that you can get rid of, what hostility or fear can you remove? Forgive, as in the Aramaic. Michael, are you with the ship?
I am. Actually, I was there, and something went funky with my phone, and I just couldn't open the mute button.
Well, it's just
redialed in, and here we are.
A technical vortex here, because I was talking, giving the introduction, and then all of a sudden it showed I was off the switchboard. So I don't know if everybody had to hear me twice, but anyway, we're on now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting, because when I got back to the show, you were saying the same things as the first time. I thought, well, am I listening to a delayed recording? So you did come through the first time, loud and clear. But anyway,
okay.
We have fun.
Good.
And
David,
as you say, the
with us.
Yeah, as you said, the intensive is just moving just so awesomely. The power of people's willingness to go into healing. We had one young lady who had not had a full night's sleep in 30 years and went through a major healing crisis, actually went to the hospital, started to take some pills, decided to let that go when she felt more toxic effects from it, and was pretty much in a condition of hell for 2 or 3 days. Walked over to this morning to the intensive, and she comes over and gives me a hug and says, I just had the first night's sleep I've had in 30 years. I don't have any bladder pain. I don't have any back pain for the first time in years. So it's pretty awesome to watch that happen. The willingness, the awesome presence that that each human being is, and as each human being enters the room, I mean the real human essence, not the body, that's not the human being, enters the room. And as Jeannie was saying, our commitment is to put an end to war and create a world where people function as human beings. And of course, our definition of a human being is a really easy thing to do, to find, and that is just hold a newborn child. When you hold a newborn, you know what human life is, and you know how you're designed to function. You know what your physiology is designed to embody. It's made for human life. Now, as soon as we come in, people start to put their thumbprints on us. The authorities of the world, the authorities of our culture, the authorities of our family system start to put their thumbprints on us. And if we buy it, we lose our human lives and we start to function out of what we call non-being. Human beingness is gone. And so how do you restore human beingness? Well, first game you have to do is go, I've been through this 87 different times with 42 different people. Maybe I'm involved in my life and it isn't all them. Then you stop the conversation about everybody else. The way you go into, the way that we function in denial is to say the words, you or they made me. And when we use the words, they made me, we'd have to dissociate from the creative part of us that sets that very scenario up that we most desperately don't want to deal with. When I change my language and I start to own what's going on and I choose to engage in forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is nothing to do with what the Greek culture taught us, and that is I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me. Forgiveness is the tool with which I go inside myself and remove what never belonged. That's the process of forgiveness. And so if you're not familiar with that process, we invite you to go to our website. It's all there free. The right-hand side of the website, www.whyagain.com, you'll see a link that says download worksheets. That link will take you to the first 7 links will give you the whole forgiveness story, a set of instructions for the why and how of forgiveness, how to fill out the worksheet itself. And then, lest you choose to stay in confusion and say, I don't understand, this is too difficult to follow, there are at least, I'm not even sure, I've lost track now. Are there 5 or 6 different radio shows, Jeannie, where we've walked somebody through the whole worksheet process? Are you there, sweetie? Your mute button on? Anyway, whatever number it is doesn't matter, but there are very clear, simple instructions. You take it, if you go to the website, take those MP3s, you right-click on it, and it'll say save to target, which means you want to save it to your hard drive. Put it in a place in your hard drive where you know where it will be. And, you know, create a folder for, you know, Mindshifters radio shows. Put it in that that folder. There are several different shows, each one with different types of issues, different types of problems, different types of guidance for going through the worksheet process. And so there's specific step-by-step every step of the way. And by the way, if there's a step you don't understand and you feel like, well, gee, I don't know how to complete this or I can't complete this, skip over it. There's several tools in that reality management worksheet process. And so take the ones you understand and can do, and the understanding will unfold. And it takes time to build the brain cells for that. It's not natural for a human being to forgive. Or pardon me, it's not natural for a non-human to forgive, because the non-human exists because it has not got forgiveness. Oh, it lets everybody else off the hook, but it maintains its own internal drama and trauma, pain, and whatever's going on for it. And its own internal drama, trauma, pain, etc., being it cause for oneself, is invisible within one's own mind. And so building the brain cells to function differently takes some time. We invite you to take the time and watch the awesome, awesome changes. And, you know, if you're new to the show, if this is something new to you, just tap in to, you know, pick a month. Here's a good way to do it. Pick a month from January through December. So let's say, okay, well, the first month that comes to mind is June. Then pick a week 1, 2, 3, or 4. 4. So go to June, the fourth week, and listen to that radio show. It will have a message for you that will change your life. And that's what we're here to support you in, to change your life and to be part of the team that changed the world. So Dr. Tim, David, how are you, gentlemen?
Doing beautifully.
Not hard.
There?
I am.
Doing quite well. It's exciting to hear about the results you guys are getting and that choice for healing that the woman made. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, very powerful. To just watch her face beam. This morning when I walked in, there was like, hey, everything I've ever done in the regard to this work was worthwhile for that moment. Everything. And it's just, it's awesome to be part of the whole process and part of the whole game of healing.
Well,
David, how are you, sir?
To hear about it out here. And again, as we say over and over, it's a standing invitation to start your own support group and see these kinds of changes that some would call miraculous begin to happen in your life on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And if you choose to start a support group, you don't have to know the first thing about this work. Well, how can I support somebody who, if I don't know the first thing about this work? Well, here's how you do it. You go to www.whyagain.com, and you'll see a link on the right-hand side that says support group. Go in there, and Jeannie has a whole raft of information on how to get a support group started. You don't have to rely on your knowledge of the tools to start a support group. Rely on your willingness to learn the tools to start a support group, and then order a set of videos, start watching the videos. And what happens is you open the space for just such incredibly, incredibly important and powerful healing that it's nothing shy of miraculous. I'll just say that. So, David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, just enjoying this fabulous lunch with Jenna and Jack, and just reflecting on her healing and the breakthroughs that she's had, and just sitting outside, just an incredibly beautiful day. I mean, just could not have scripted this weather better. And the people and the participants. It's been a quick 8 days. This is the 8th day. We're ready to complete this
tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Finished tomorrow morning. I see Jack has got a few going back to the non-real world jitters. And we hold the space. And it is so fabulously beautiful here. We're about a little less than a mile walk from the beach through the woods. And then we're on the intercoastal waterway with the dock, and people are sitting out having lunch right now. And I have to do a few worksheets on envy with David, because David's in a pop-up camper trailer, and his camper is right down like 15 feet from the water. So he gets up in the morning, and there he is right by the water. And we're way back here where we can't see the water or anything. But oh, in any event, we're just delighted that you're here. And David, thank you for all of your support. David packed up a whole van full of stuff. Julie helped him to pack that stuff up. Julie actually was here until this morning. I think they pulled out of here about 4 o'clock to go to the airport. She was flying back to Heartland. But she and David packed up all the equipment we need to do an intensive, and David loaded the van and drove down. And the last time I saw him, which was about 10 minutes ago maybe, he had on his apron, and he's in there just helping to put that food together. And accolades to Jeannie for her genius and her brilliance and her organizational skills. And this morning we had organic strawberries and kiwis and mixed fruit, pineapples, in an orange drizzle sauce that was just awesome. I mean, thank you, Jeannie, for what you do in this whole process. It could not even start to happen without you. So just know that you're deeply, deeply appreciated.
And
even more than your skill in that regard is just the presence that you bring is so awesome. We're blessed. Thank you. So, sweetie, do we have any callers? Our calling number, by the way, is 646-200-4169, 646-200-4169. If you have a question for us, a thought, is there something you're stuck on with the worksheet, then please pick up the phone and call us. Hit 1 and on your phone after you're locked in on the show, and that will put your hand up in the chat room, so Jeannie will know that you're ready to say something. So do we have any callers, sweetie, or anything happening in the chat room? Questions from anyone?
We do have a caller. And to answer your question a while ago, there are 5 different worksheets under download worksheets. There's the chapter 24, and then there's the 7-step worksheet, and then there's 6 MP3s, but 2 of them are with the same girls going through a worksheet. So there's actually
right.
5 worksheets, but 6 MP3s.
Cool.
And so our caller is...
Uh-huh. Well, I was just going to reinforce that the whole set of instructions is there. There's no excuse to say, I don't know how to do a worksheet, because in those 5 different shows, we confront just about every type of issue and every type of twist or excuse the mind could use for not doing it. And so it's there. The whole instruction set is there. It's so easy to follow. So cool. Let's say hello to our caller.
Okay. Area code 517. You're on the air.
Hi, Jeannie and Michael and everyone. It's Mitzi.
Hi, Mitzi. How are you, young lady?
I'm feeling so much lighter. And
that is an awesome little tool, isn't it? That cutting the emotional strings.
Wow. You know, I've done it before on various levels, or thought I had done it, but yeah, that was prompt and efficient, and I'm still kind of amazed by it. I have a Watsu treatment every week that I've been doing since January, and I went to this last Wednesday, and my Watsu massage therapist said, oh, my gosh, what have you done? You just seem so much lighter. It's like you just put a burden down, a huge burden. So that was a nice affirmation, you know, because you can feel it inside, but it's nice when people outside you notice it as well.
See, yeah, and just to recall, let's see, that show was 2 days ago or 3 days ago?
The show that we did where we did that?
Yeah.
It was last Monday.
Last Monday. So anybody who's on the show who doesn't know what we're talking about, we went through a process for letting go of the emotional strings, cutting the emotional ties to someone. And so if you want to go through that show, we do a kind of a short guided meditation for going through it, so you can tap into the MP3 for last Monday's show.
Right, and I guess I was always a little bit afraid of, like, cutting that something, you know, that somehow I needed that emotional attachment, but what it does is it frees you up to just love differently. You know, the love certainly is still the same, but it's without all of the, or just the burden of
garbage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it opens the space for the relationship to move into real human relationship rather than what seems like relationship, and that is the matching bags of garbage stuff and all the drama and trauma. It's like, okay, enough already.
Right, right. Well, the reason I'm calling in today is on the worksheet, the 2 little boxes that are titled at the top, Draw Your Feelings, I typically
right.
just kind of like, skim over those. Or sometimes I've looked back on lots of worksheets, I've just skipped that part. Like, and then when I got to them, I realized we discussed them on Tuesday at our support group, and Leah actually took us through the worksheet. It was fabulous, and you get to hear a different person's perspective of going through the worksheet. But when
right.
we get to the first one where it says, I release and surrender my object of attention, my story, my feelings, thoughts, and punishment to love. So I guess I'm not sure what the intention of that is. Are we just saying we surrender the whole kit and caboodle back to the newborn state of love? Is that another way of saying I let go of all of this and return to love?
Yeah, well, what the idea is that you own an energy system. It's called your multi-generational database, your body, mind, unit, whatever you choose to call it. And
mm-hmm.
that energy system has content. you have the right to govern what content is there. And so the idea is to develop the skill of verbal release. And once you've laid out a scenario, say, okay, the energies that underlie this, I'm ready to throw them out of my structure. So it's directing those energies out of your structure that you're doing. It's just like, you know, okay, here's the delete key. Here's how, you know, here I am. I got this story, man. I've been telling this story for about so many people for so long. I'm finally starting to suspect that the story is really about me. Okay, I'm ready to surrender my story and get rid of it. I'm ready to surrender this rage that I have every time this happens. And so you're literally choosing to verbally release, to access and verbally release those energies from your structure.
Okay. And then the second little box, we were discussing at our support group, whose initials go there? Are those our own initials that we
The last line?
Yeah, the mass canceling.
Yeah.
The last
so
line
I look
says
at,
initials.
Yeah. So what most people find, especially around some of the bigger and the hot issues in their lives,
uh-huh.
is the goal that they held for whoever they're doing the worksheet on has pretty much governed their lives. It's been over. You know, there was mom, and there was
yeah.
dad, and there was sister, and there was brother, and there was spouse, and there was friend, and there was enemy, and there was the kids. And,
yeah.
and so the idea is just to do a mass canceling and to just put down the initials of who you've held those goals for.
Gotcha.
So,
okay, so
I, you know, if I find it, no, that's not the place. For, your own initials are up in number one, a reminder
right
beside
okay.
the object of attention. But down here, it's I'm tapping into all the places where I'm willing to cancel this goal. So if I held this goal for dad, for my spouse,
mm-hmm.
for then I'm canceling the goal in regard to them. So it's kind of like, you know, just a mass canceling in regard to that particular goal. And it tends to take the energetic release to a new level.
Got it. I guess I always thought it was my initials. Yes, I just did this, because if it were everyone else's initials, it would have to be a lot longer line. You know,
well,
like,
you know, there's only so much room on the worksheet, and so there's just one
line
in there to put it. So, yeah, I try to keep it to one page. You know, when we're on the road, I don't know, we've probably gone through, since we left home in October, probably 3,000 copies of the worksheet. It gets to be a lot of paper, and so I have
know.
A rule that I keep the worksheet to one page. It could easily be broken out into 4 or 5 pages and
right.
have room for more detail, but carrying that kind of paper just doesn't work on the road.
I understand. And you know what? We can always write up and down the margins like I sometimes do.
Yes. Well, what I do when I'm doing worksheets is I'll have a stack of at least a dozen blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm working on this top worksheet, and I call it the Hydra effect. If you look at the, I think it's the third link, the third radio show where this gal did a worksheet on herself in regard to an issue around her behavior with her husband. And in that particular worksheet, it's a really good one for what I like to call the Hydra effect. In Greek mythology, there was this creature called the Hydra. When you cut off its head, several other heads grew out of the space where you just cut that head off.
Uh-huh.
And so in that particular worksheet, she starts out with this worksheet on herself, and bang, 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 bang. By the time we're finished the show, she's done. She's got 12 worksheets to do. So what I do when I'm doing worksheets is I'll start with, you know, okay, so I've got upset toward the delivery guy who wouldn't bring our food right here to the house. So what's my upset? I've got my initials in there, the drivers, the object of attention. I've got my initials, and he wouldn't bring the delivery straight to the house. What's my thought? What's my feeling? Frustration. What's my thought? This is a lot of extra work that we shouldn't have to do with the money that we're paying. What's my punishment thought? Well, I want to call the company and, you know, read them the Riot Act. So that would be the scenario. And as I look at, well, I want cooperation from this driver and from this country, this company. And as I start to really look at that, I start looking at this goal for cooperation from, oh, geez, that's what I always wanted from my older brother. You know, it's all I ever wanted was his cooperation, his support. Oh, you mean this worksheet about this driver who won't come down our driveway here? This worksheet is about, really about, the fact that I didn't get cooperation support from my brother. Okay, so now that I have that insight, I had that same goal for my brother, I'm going to take a second worksheet and I'm going to fill in the goal. I want a cooperation support, so I'm filling in number 3. I'm going to go up to number 1A and I'm going to fill in my brother's name and frustration. So I've started that worksheet. I'm going to put that one away and go back to the primary worksheet. And so I oftentimes will do a worksheet and I'll end up with 6 or 7 others to do out of it.
Yes, I found that to be true as well for me. Rarely is it what we think it is, you know, for me. Like,
right. Yeah.
Rarely is it the true issue when you start out. So, well, Michael,
exactly.
I appreciate it. And thank you for explaining the little boxes and, again, for the exercise of emotional release. Appreciate it. And I would encourage anybody who has emotional attachments and pictures and things aren't going the way they think they should with a person to try that 30-second exercise, which is so profound.
Yep. Cool. And yep. The other purpose of the boxes, of course, is sometimes, you know, the feelings we have are pre-verbal. They come from times when we didn't have words. So, gee, how do I put this feeling into a word? I don't have one. So, you know, just draw, you know, scribble the picture of what it would look like, whatever that is, pre and post. And that can be another way to express those feelings. So it also serves that purpose.
Yep. I got that part.
Cool.
I knew that part. I was just looking at the little words, thinking I had some questions about that. But thank you.
Right. All right. We appreciate you and cherish sharing the planet with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. We'll look forward to the next time we get face-to-face. We may be up there in Michigan in October. I'm not sure. We're talking with John Davis about coming up and doing the Sun Conference. So maybe we'll get to connect if we do that.
Josh, I heard that possibility. I think it would be fabulous. Like, we could get a big group together to do something. So, and
cool.
At the very
awesome.
Least, we'll get to see you and Jeannie. So, yay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. Blessings.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, our calling
Jeannie,
number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to Michael. You know, we got a feedback here. There are no other questions. Nobody has their hand up.
Okay. Well, is anybody that's sitting out on the dock eating lunch have an inclination to share? By the way, watch for the dolphins. It's really interesting. We've done 3 radio shows from the dock, and 3 times that we've done the radio show, we've had dolphins show up. I haven't seen dolphins at any other time, so it might be the fact that you guys are out there with the phone. It seems to be that each time I've gone out with the phone, the dolphin show, so it'll be kind of fun. But if anybody's listening that's here at the intensive, we'd love to hear your feedback, your input on where things are for you, how it looks for you. And so we have direct participants input, and we'll actually finish the intensive tomorrow morning. We'll do a closure session and finish off about 11 o'clock, and we'll kind of scurry here. So we're going to ask everybody to support us in having a clean space, because in order not to go into another week for people, you know, being off work, we're actually going to have a new group arriving for another intensive on Saturday night. So tomorrow night we'll have a whole new house full of folks, and we'll start another 9-day why is this happening to me again. And so if anybody's ready to jump in, you've been thinking about, I want to do an intensive, we do have a local hotel here, and it's possible that we could negotiate and set up a space if you want to come in and do the next level of your work. We're here in Palm Coast, Florida. Awesome, just fabulous weather. We have this beautiful grapefruit tree that's yielding fruit right out in front of the building, and we did a ceremony the other morning of each person picking their own grapefruit and speaking what they're grateful for. So we ended up with great fruit as opposed to grapefruit, and it was awesome. So anyway, if you're inclined to join us, let us know. 646-200-4169. And our conversation at this point in the intensive is about codependence, and we're looking at this game that the non-being mind plays of hallucinating a whole world that is a reflection of what we've got going on inside of us, but that we generally tend to just try to stay away from, pretend isn't there, pretend isn't ours. Yes, we're feeling it, but it's all caused by someone else. And so to be willing to take responsibility and begin to change those internal dynamics that we tend to externalize and try to make their source and their cause look like it's outside of us. So it's a pretty powerful process to do that. And, of course, if you want to tap into that codependence work, we have a whole series of 15 different DVDs. And each DVD has a two-hour video of a live workshop. So there's Why Is This Happening to Me Again, Healing Through Relationships, Codependence to Interdependence, Communication, Did You Hear What I Think I Said, Purpose, Personal Power and Commitment, Power to Heal, Introduction, or Mind Shifters and Introduction to Still Point Breathing. You know, the list goes on and on and on. We have a whole series of DVDs, and you can order those from the website. And we also have, they're each 2 hours, except for one, there's a 4-hour DVD. And then we have a 4-hour audio of Why Is This Happening to Me Again, Healing Through Relationships, Communication, Did You Hear What I Think I Said? And which one did I miss? Empowered to Heal. So those CDs and DVDs can be ordered from the website. And, you know, if you find that you're benefiting from what you're receiving from this work, you know, when Jeannie and I travel, we left home back last October, and we'll be back home in July. And the reason we do that is we're committed to delivering it. You can support us in delivering it. And when we do this, we pay our own expenses. The travel workshops we do are done free. And so if you feel inclined, if you're getting something out of this to support us, you can go to the website, whyagain.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a link that says donate. You can click the donate button. And that will help to take this work further and further afield. Not a request we make very often. We kind of leave that to everybody. But if it's changed your life, if it's benefited your life, pay it forward. You know, get on the website, support us with a donation, or you know, maybe there's something that skill you have that you could offer to the work in support. We've always got the need for inputting data into the databases. We travel the sign-up sheets from people. You know, computer skills, video skills, audio editing, there's always something. And if, you know, many people say, geez, Michael, I'd love to do this work. This would be so cool, but I'm busy. You know, I can't do it. Well, you know, when I first started doing this work, I was busy. I had 3 businesses. I had 60 employees. And my businesses were in 2 different countries. And I ran 17 hours a day, 9 days a week. And I thought that was life. And I transitioned and changed the game. And so if you say, gee, I'd really like to do this, then maybe it's your purpose to be doing it. Maybe it's time to start a support group and start supporting people in living the tools. And or maybe your place is just to be a supporter of some kind. Maybe there's some function you could carry out. You know, our commitment is to take this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. Maybe there's some wonderful skill that you have that could enhance and empower us in doing what we're doing and bringing it further and further afield. If there is, we'd love to hear from you. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. If you want to donate, go to whyagain.com. On the right-hand side, there's a link that says donate. And it takes you to a PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account. Just put your credit card information if you choose to do that. Or our address is there. And you can always just send the post office money order to us in Theodosia, Missouri. Our teaching centers in the Ozarks in southern Missouri will actually start July, not the 23rd, sweetie, or 22nd. We'll start a 56-day intensive. So if you're ready to do some more work, we'll be doing Laws of Living. We'll be doing teacher's training, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Introduction, a 9-day Course in Miracles intensive, and a workshop on healing the internal processes. That's where we'd be heading with all of this work. So come and join us. Come and play with us. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Anybody got a question, a thought? Anything going on in the chat room, sweetie?
No, there's no questions. Nobody has a hand up. Everybody's just sitting there listening. Monet's in the chat room, and she's given the new address. They've changed the location where they're going to do the English support group tonight. And she said she's excited about tonight. Everybody else is just listening.
Cool. I thought Monet had texted yesterday and said share. Said something in the chat room about she was going to call in today. She had something to share. So I don't know.
Okay.
But if you do, Monet, pick up the phone, give us a call.
We do have a caller, though. Area code 810, you're on the air.
Hi, hey, Michael and Jeannie, it's Adam.
Hi, Adam, welcome. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. Actually, I'm feeling pretty stressed out today. Like, well, that's within the container of all this work, so, you know. So it's awesome, I guess.
Very cool. Do you have a question or something to share with us today?
Yeah, I do. I feel so stressed. Like today, it's like really coming up. Like I have all these fears around my former fiance leaving, and you know, my kids going away, and just how that all is going to look. And I don't know what my question is specifically, but I know.
Are you breathing?
Now I am.
That's always the first order of business in all of the above. Breathing is always a key, because in order to stay in some form of hostility or fear, you have to hold your breath. You have to lock it, that energy in, for it to build up enough to take over and to be in control of your life. And so the gentle opening of the breath and processing through the things that have run your life, the things based in hostility or fear, is quite a change of pace. It's quite a change of function from the way that the world has taught us to do things. And so the unfolding and the awakening of how a human being does things is an incredible process. It takes some time. It takes a whole lot of commitment. And I know you're committed. I know you've been doing the 5 worksheets a day for how long now?
6 worksheets since December, late December.
6 worksheets since December. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's absolutely fabulous. And of course, it's not always Dr. Feelgood, is it? You get to look at parts of yourself that that otherwise have been dissociated, and maybe dissociated for dozens or hundreds of generations in your bloodline. And it's certainly time for we humans, we who function out of hostility or fear, which are called non-humans, to open the space to start to live an actual human life. So in this circumstance, with your former fiancé having left and taken you two children, if you were functioning as a fully functional human being called love, What do you suppose that would look like? What do you suppose you'd be saying at this point?
Well, I think that I would definitely experience that, like, trust, because I would be feeling the deliciousness of the moment. And, think that I may feel some spaciousness. And to, you know, sort of trust that everybody's going to get what they need eventually. And, I don't know. I'm stretching myself to try to,
That's why I asked the question, to get you to stretch yourself. Instead of functioning out of the replicant mind and just replicating what's gone on in the generations, I'm asking you to stretch yourself into being. What would it look like? It might look like, instead of sitting in fear, it might look like a worksheet on fear and then a letter to each of your children outlining how precious they are and how awesome they are and how you choose to be a reflection of their love back to them, and how much you care for them. And it might involve a responsibility communication to your former spouse or a former fiancé about what's going on for you. Instead of the immobilization that tends to come with fear, it might look like sitting and writing that responsibility communication. I don't know, do you have the worksheet on from the communication? Did you hear what I think I said? Workshop, the responsibility communication?
I do, yeah.
So it might look like writing that letter. So there'd be a few things that you might step into doing differently than, you know, what carbon-based memory will always incline us to do is to just find a way to do the same old thing over and over and make it maybe look like something new but not really being anything different.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I like the idea of these letters because, you know, I that's part of, I think, part of how I've let it build up is not expressing it. And I mean, this sounds great that I'm able to write to all of them how I feel and what's going on and, you know, reinforce their beingness and my beingness. And
now, what ages are your children?
2 and 7, but they're almost 3 and 8 because of birthday, their summer birthday.
3 and 8. And how far away are they now?
They're actually still living in our home, so they, they haven't.
I had understood that she had moved away. My mistake.
Yeah, well, she's planning on. She's just letting our older son finish out his semester of school.
Okay. So, are you getting time with them?
I am. Yep. And you know, it definitely feels more precious because you know realizing. It's precious knowing that this is a time that I have to really be with them.
Yeah. So. And do you know where she's moving to?
She's talking about moving about an hour and 45 minutes away to this town called Ann Arbor.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So will you be moving to Ann Arbor?
I won't, you know, my employment's here locally, so I'm not sure how we're going to figure it out, the practical part of it.
All right, so it might be a place for responsibility communication about how that's going to look and how you can both lovingly co-create that. You know, it's really sad in a lot of cases where you see children who become the battleground for two adults who each have realities that hold some form of hostility or fear, and the children literally become the battlefield for that relationship. And so it might be a good time because when her move takes place, there's no question your stress is going to go up. And so while the stress is lower, it might be a good time to be talking about and communicating about, well, how are we going to create this? If that's what you choose to do, how is that going to look? How are we going to do this? And because, of course, there's, however you cut it, there's still a we. You've got two kids, and there'll always be a we there. And so what would that cooperative co-creation look like? And if there's some part of you that would like to lash out with any form of hostility, then that's now's the time to start to soften and let go of that and to really open that space of communication.
I would like to clear out what has been in the way of that. I know that I am experiencing some resentment and whatnot in the way that all of this has transpired, right? I mean, I know it's not about what's happening outside of myself and, I mean,
right,
intellectually. And you know, I definitely felt some resentment because, and, you know, I mean, I've seen that being an obstacle to communication, right? But, you know, I shouldn't, or I do need to give myself some credit that I have been, you know, most of the time very loving with her. And it's, you know, it's been challenging for me to figure out, you know, where, you know, what kind of relationship do we have now, you know, like, because, you know, some things when she'll want to talk about certain emotions over and over again about why she's doing things, like sometimes frustration arises in me and you know, I've been better with, you know, apologizing afterwards, sharing with her that, like, you know, I was triggered and whatnot. And I've, you know, I have felt frustrated because it's like sometimes it feels very one-sided. And I know that, well, I'm, it's not about that, but, you know, I obviously got a lot of frustration in doing probably 70 times.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not frustrated. Not frustrated because of how the process is going outside of you. You're frustrated because inside of you there's frustration. And when you choose to delete frustration, then that cloud will be gone from your mind, and there'll be another level of being able to interact and communicate directly from the space of your human beingness, from the space of love rather than from that frustration. So that sounds like it might be a good worksheet topic.
Yeah, I would love to be able to find like a whole folder on frustration, delete it, right? These little fragmented files all over the place.
All right. Were you on when we did the cutting the strings process on Monday with Mitzi?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I did it too, and it was powerful. I'd like to do it individually because when I did it for, you know, three people at one time, and so I think it'd be helpful.
Yeah, over time, better you work with just one person at a time. Because it's a pretty deep energetic process, and you're starting to move up to three. You're asking for an overload of energy, so I'd go back and just do it with one person at a time.
Mm.
Cool. So just know that all over the globe, there's a whole community of people that are focused on you right now, and your children. And holding that space of love. So we're here to hold that space and to support you and uplift you at every step of the way. And to uplift her at every step of the way. Is she familiar with the worksheet process? Is she doing worksheets?
She was. She was. Now she's doing more work with the clairvoyant. And, you know, so she's kind of, yeah, she stopped doing the worksheet process. She's given me all her blanks and, so, yeah, that's where that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hold the space. We'll hold the space for her. We'll hold the space for you and for your kids. It's it can be a time when children that age can be scarred by all that goes on, the emotion and such that goes on. So we hold the space that each of you is able to hold to that space of love and nurture and support those little lives so that the next generation can do things differently as they grow up, that they can really, truly create conscious relationships that that support their healing. And this one, me, I'm there to hold the space for you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.
Is it possible to ask another question? Or?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, well, I had kind of like a, it was a, you know, a bit of an argument with my mother today, and you know, I recognized that it was a product of all the stress that I was feeling, and you know, in my mind wanted to make it be about her, and it was helpful in that I got to see, or it appears, I don't even know because I don't know if it's a hallucination or not. You know, I spoke with her briefly about it, but that, you know, at the end of the conversation, she had withdrawn her love from me, and you know, and then that, you know, when we left the phone call, you know, I was feeling rage, right? And I was like, oh, you know, this is, I realized this is totally mine, right? I'm totally raging, and I realized that it was something really deep, right? And I also,
take a breath. Are you breathing?
Huh? What's that?
Are you breathing?
Yeah, I just took a deep breath.
Okay, good. So do you suppose that the rage was about the fact that your mother withdrew her love from you? Or do you suppose the rage was about the fact that you drew your love from, withdrew your love from you?
Oh, the latter. yeah, I also sort of, you know, what it appeared, you know, because I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it appeared that I was, you know, experiencing my power person dynamic again, right? And recognizing that, you know, I do the same thing, right? That when there's a disagreement, and I don't like what someone's saying to me, sometimes I try to maintain that I'm right and sort of withdraw my love, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I'd never experienced that, the power, you know, or apparently the power person dynamic that clearly, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and, but what you said, though, I definitely withdrew my love from me. I was manifesting that rage inside my own physiology. And I definitely was not loving towards anyone.
Oh, really? You have to do with mom. So let me offer. You're familiar with the mind shifter process, right? We've done mind shifters before.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So how about a mind shifter?
Oh, that'd be great.
And the mind shifter I'd offer would be, it's safe and healing.
Okay.
And I love survive joyfully.
Okay.
When people withdraw their love. There you go. That's the kind of breath that heals. That's the kind of breath that heals. That's the kind that moves the energy.
Oh, wow. This is incredible because when I called you, you know, I was feeling so constricted and I was feeling so just like life felt unmanageable and just like it wasn't going to get better. And then through breathing with you and through you sharing the wisdom and helping me bring back to what I'm manifesting, I feel so much more spacious and just like, connected to that space again. And like I can do this thing called life.
So your human life survives all the insanities of the world. Remember that. And that's what's important. Your human life is what's important. All the other stuff outside of you is secondary. Doesn't mean that the other stuff isn't important. But you know that little story that I tell in the Why workshop and in step four, the worksheet, the rose and the butterfly. We give the rose and the butterfly each an ego. They meet, they fall in love, they have this wonderful relationship. And one day the butterfly up and flies away. And the rose, knowing that the love of the butterfly is the most important thing in its life, uproots itself to give chase. What's going to happen to the rose? It's going to die. Why does it die? It dies because it means something more important than being connected to its source. There is no device on planet Earth that you can unplug from its proper power supply that will function properly. You know, I bet you don't have a drill or a cell phone or a radio or a television or a stereo or a car that if it's not plugged into a proper fuel or power support source, works properly.
Okay.
Take a look around planet Earth right now. Open your newspaper, go to the television set and listen to the news. And what you're reading about is non-human life. What you're reading about, what you're hearing about, what you're seeing is people winding down to death because they've unplugged from their power supply. And they're floundering, trying to get back to that connected space. And they don't know how to do it, and they don't know that's a problem, and they don't know how that's possible. So they do every kind of crazy gyration you can imagine. Now, you've got a leg up on 99% of the people on the planet because you know what your source is, and you know that first and foremost is to stay connected to that. But this non-being mind, this multi-generational database that's based in hostility or fear has got a whole other story and will tell you total frauds, things that don't even resemble truth. And it's time to breathe and recognize the importance of the first order of business. Keep the active presence of love in your mind. You maintain your human life. Maintain that which is a proper power supply. When we've disconnected from that power supply, we think we can plug into somebody else and that they'll supply us. And that's called a codependent relationship. I think I have to get my love from you. Now I've made it impossible for myself to connect to love. I connect with your approval and I call it love. And when you withdraw approval, I call it, you know, whatever I call it. And I experience the disconnection from love that I did back when I first gave it up. And then once one does that, what will control them for the rest of their lives is the power person dynamic. That is, the person who had more power over your life than you did and played out life a certain way. And when the stress is up and the chips are down, that's the way your mind, the way your body's mind or carbon-based memory is going to try to force you to go. And that's the direction of human life. That's the direction of death. And so we're here to support you as we are here to learn ourselves how to recognize most important principle. The rose needs to stay planted in the ground in order to maintain its life. You and I need to stay plugged into a proper power supply and yield it to nothing, because that's our human lives. Most people give up their human lives and they're in so much pain and turmoil, they're hoping somebody will come along and take care of it for them, or some things. So they're out there and they spend money, drugging themselves with the sensation of possession. Or they find somebody and they hop into bed and they try to find some kind of solace in the sensation of satiation. But it's all false. None of it's real. Until you get back connected to your power source, the system's in a process of winding down. The average person in our culture is dead by the age of 4. We start out as this awesome presence of love, and the average person is dead by the age of 4. Human life is gone from them, which means that it'll probably take 70 to 80 years or less for their bodies to wind down and fall over and be physically dead. But the being is dead already. Now, there's a really cool... Yes, sweetie.
Somebody in the chat room wants you to repeat the mantra for you to say, Adam. Or maybe Adam.
Adam, did you write it down? Adam, did you write it down? Could you repeat it for us?
I did. I sure can. It's safe and healing, and I, love, survive joyfully when people withdraw their love. Should I have done it slower?
I think we probably got it.
Okay.
And we may ask you to repeat it again.
Okay.
So you've entered into the real work of healing. And the real work of healing is not Dr. Feelgood. The real work of healing at this stage in our development is to reclaim our human lives in a world where human life is almost gone. It's almost void. And so, you know, when you choose to open that gate and you turn to those little ones, and because you've maintained your human life, even though there's turmoil and trauma and problems around you, you model for them and show them how to keep connected to their human lives. And if for no other reason, just that awesome gift to the next generation. You know, all the benefits that you'll get from doing it, but just that awesome gift. The next generation to see a parent who recognizes and honors the presence of their human lives above all else is a life generation, a life-changing process that will serve them and serve you for eternity. And we're wound down to the end of the show, and so we're just going to invite everybody to go to the site, do the worksheet process, bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Support us in some way if you can, if in no other way, holding the active presence of love, and create the best year yet of your eternal life. That's what we're here to support you in. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.